Prime Minister Scott Morrison made the announcement after receiving a departmental report that said Senator Mackenzie breached ministerial rules in the so-called sports rort scandal. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack will step in as Agriculture Minister. The Auditor General's report found a $100 million grants program favoured marginal and targeted seats, with the minister ignoring 73% of Sport Australia's recommendations before the last election. In January, Mr. Morrison ordered his department secretary to look into the handling of, and particularly a $36,000 grant Senator Mackenzie made when she was sports minister, which was awarded to Victorian Shooting Club, of which she is a member. The probe conduct found she had failed to disclose membership of a gun club that was awarded a grant, breaching ministerial standards. Mr. Morrison says his government is planning to rectify funding deficiencies found in the report.
What I'm telling the public is the process where deficiencies have been identified in transparency and documentation, then that is going to be remedied. That's been acknowledged. It's acknowledged by me as Prime Minister, and the processes will be improved to ensure that as the rules apply in other areas, they'll apply in these areas too. And as the Treasurer indicated this morning and I indicated at the press club last week, we will consider how this program might be able to provide further assistance out in the community, in the sporting community, as we prepare for the next budget.
Mr. Morrison says the report had concluded the timing is such that the potential conflict should have been clear, referring to the Senator's membership of the Wangaratta Clay Target Club. Senator Mackenzie said in a statement that she also intends to resign from her position as Deputy National Party Leader, while adding that she accepts the findings of the report made by the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet.
I have always taken my role as a Minister of the Crown very seriously. And I understand that the community expects parliamentarians to abide by the highest standards. I maintain that at no time did my membership of shooting sports clubs influence my decision making, nor did I receive any personal gain. However, acknowledge that my failure to declare my memberships in a timely manner constituted a breach of the Prime Minister's ministerial standards.
Mark Kenny is a senior fellow at the Australian Studies Institute at the Australian National University. He has told the ABC Ms. Mackenzie and the Prime Minister could no longer ignore widespread community criticism over the sports program.
It is quite clear out there in the community that people will not accept the idea of ministers effectively doctoring the allocation of money to their own political advantage or to the advantage of their political party. And it is quite clear, according to the Auditor General's report, that that is what happened here, and there's a lot of evidence to support that, and there are a lot of clubs that put in applications here that were valid applications that scored highly. All of the applications were eligible, okay, let's accept that. Yep. But there were many applications that scored more highly than others, but which were not successful because they were not in the right place according to political considerations that the government made.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.